You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. It's time for our weekly quiz, and today we're especially pleased to welcome none other than the High Priest of Puzzledom, the Master of Mystery, His Royal Riddleness, wrapped up in an enigma, NPR Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Will, how is it going?
Everything's good, Grant and Martha. Nice to be here.
Great to have you, Will. Well, listen, before we get started, we've been talking this hour about old words and new words. Do you have a word that you'd like to see revived?
You know, I have a spelling I'd like to see revived. You know, about a century ago or a little more, there was a spelling reform movement where words were shortened
right. And
used phonetically. And I've adopted two of them. Though, in all but my formal writing, I spell T-H-O, mm-hmm. and through is T-H-R-U.
Mm-hmm.
And each time I type that, I'm saving three characters on my typewriter. And I think over the course of my lifetime, you know.
It adds up. It all adds up, right?
Your typewriter ribbon bill are very, very small. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
Well, Martha, you spell though that way often.
And you, I'm down to you now.
Oh, are you? Instead of Y-O-U, you just type in U?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow, it's very advanced.
That's for tweets, though.
So through and though, welcome back to English. Okay, good. Maybe we can do that. Most of the spelling reform movements didn't last.
Right.
I know.
You know, we've got you on the line here. I understand that you have a puzzle prepared for us.
I did. I made this last night. I'm going to give you two words. I'd like you to anagram one of them to get a slang synonym of the other one.
Ooh.
For example, if I said drunk and mobbed, M-O-B-B-E-D, you would say bombed, because bombed is an anagram of mobbed, and it means drunk.
Oh. Wow.
All right, here you go.
You came up with this last night?
I did, just for you guys, because I know you like slang.
Wow.
And which word is the anagram and which is the slang synonym is for you to discover.
Okay.
All right, here's number one.
Okay, very good.
Here's number one. Cool, C-O-O-L, and crazy.
Cool and crazy. Loco.
Loco,
oh,
good
very
job.
Good.
Number two is debuts, D-E-B-U-T-S, and bankrupt.
Busted.
Oh, that was fast.
Oh, very nice. So bankrupt and busted. Very good.
Ah.
Cigar, egoist, E-G-O-I-S-T.
Stogie.
Stogie, is it? Good.
Nice.
Oh, your guys are fast. Least. Least, L-E-A-S-T, uh-huh. and bargain.
Like a steal?
Steal, like, yes, exactly, like steal.
Oh, sure, yeah. So if something is a bargain in a store, it's also a steal. Very nice.
That's it. Fawns, F-A-U-N-S, and confusion.
Oh, so snafu, S-N-A-F-U.
Snafu, good.
Very good.
Excellent. Shop, S-H-O-P, and deluxe.
Oh, posh, P-O-S-H.
Good.
Oh.
Good. Dashes, sunglasses.
Shades.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
Fast. Money and debar, D-E-B-A-R.
Bread.
Ooh. Bread, yes. It's like you guys are like a tag team.
All right, when do the hard ones start?
I've got a killer coming up.
Uh-oh.
But here's your next one. Trashed, T-R-A-S-H-E-D.
Uh-huh.
And clothing.
Clothing and trashed is...
It's not haberdashery, is it? Is this the hard one?
No, there's something worse coming up.
Oh, no.
Anagram trashed.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Slang term for clothing.
Threads.
Threads, good.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
All right, try this one. Shore, S-H-O-R-E, and swindler.
Ooh, nice words.
Swindler. Okay, I think we're into the hard ones now. Shore and swindler.
Yeah. Which do you think is the anagram?
Shore.
Yes.
Oh, it is shore?
Yeah.
Horse swindler? No, horse trader, horse dealer. Okay.
It does start with H.
It's not heroes. No.
No.
sure. Come on, Grant. This
I'm looking.
Easy,
I'm
right?
looking. H.
A swindler. How many words are there for swindler?
Million. It's the second oldest profession.
And it starts with an H. So,
yeah.
Hoser? No.
Hoser.
Yeah. Oh, because you get hosed.
You know that word, don't you? You
sure,
hose somebody,
sure,
a hoser?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Try this one. Genius, G-E-N-I-U-S, genius, mm-hmm. and 90s, N-I-N-E-T-I-E-S.
Ooh. Genius
and 90s. So 90s is probably the one to be anagrammed.
That's correct.
Something sentient? No.
It's gonna be a slang word, and I'll tell you it's also a person's name.
Einstein.
Yeah, genius is an Einstein.
Good.
How about this? Rear, R-E-A-R, uh-huh. and shut, S-H-U-T.
Well, I would say tush.
Yes. I'd say tush. Good. Excellent. Caught. C-A-U-G-H-T, and denial, D-E-N-I-A-L.
So denial probably is going to be anagrammed.
How about nailed?
Yes.
Nailed.
Nailed,
ooh,
yes.
Very good.
And here's your last one. I hate to end with a killer, but here you go.
Oh, give it.
It's peaches, P-E-A-C-H-E-S, and comprehend.
Oh, my goodness. Peaches and comprehend.
So peaches maybe is the one to be anagrammed.
I was going to say,
yeah,
capiche.
That's correct.
No.
Capiche.
Oh,
I am
no,
impressed. Wow.
It.
Yeah, yeah. He did the slangy spelling of it too for double difficulty.
C-A-P-E-E-S-H.
No. Yeah, that's a standard slang spelling of it, although it's not true to the Italian. Very good.
Really?
Lovely.
Right.
The stumpers
are
more fun.
Guys.
The stumpers are more fun even if we do end up looking like silly ones. Will, thank you. This was great. You do this like on commercial breaks and stuff, right?
Amazing.
Something like that. Yeah, in between crosswords.
Thank you for entertaining us today. We do appreciate it. And you can hear Will Shorts on Sundays on Sunday Edition on NPR. If you've got a hankering for more puzzle fun, why not join Will each spring at the American Crossword Tournament? Find out more at crosswordtournament.com. And if you're puzzling over a word or you'd like to share a word where you think the English language can't do without, drop us a line at words@waywardradio.org.
We'll take more of your calls about new and old words in a moment, but right now, please pick up the phone and do what you can to help your local station keep bringing you this kind of programming. Here's the number.